Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
I've been waiting to get to this one. I think everything that happens involving franchises that can't get out of their own way seems to be hilarious to me. And sure, the Knicks are certainly one of those franchises. The way they have mishandled their relationships with some of their all-time legends, the way that just James Dolan has generally conducted some sorts of business. They've had a hard time remaining competitive really in a long time. I think their last title was in the 70s. And it's been a rough go. Finally, they're a two seed this year, and got a lot of nice pieces, despite having a handful of injuries.
Yeah, I mean, if this is a healthy team, and you have Julius Randle to go with OG and Brunson, who's probably going to be a top five MVP guy, you got something cooking.
By the way, I do want to mention, did you see the Dante DiVincenzo nugget?
No.
Okay, so he was up for Most Improved Player of the Year.
Okay.
He played in 81 of 82 games this year. Was not eligible.
How's that?
The rule states you have to play a minimum of 65 games and average 20 minutes a game. He needed 9 more minutes to qualify.
Really?
And he would have won first place, but they said, nope, not going to be him because he didn't qualify.
Seems an odd.
Now, I know they put a lot of those, I think, minimum standards in place for awards for, like, MVP and stuff like that, but
sure.
Most Improved isn't necessarily going to be a guy that's a starter for you, or and it feels like playing, if you play more than 65 games, you should get some leniency on the minutes, but he goes for 81 games and just a hair under 20 minutes a game and not eligible for the award.
I guess rules are rules, right? I suppose.
I guess.
Well, sorry, man.
Well, the Knicks were one of many teams that wanted to try and pry LeBron James out of Cleveland in 2010. This was when he infamously took his talents to South Beach instead. But today we learned on Pablo Torre's show that LeBron was pitched by the Knicks with a 10-minute long video that included James Gandolfini and Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Let's hear what we've got from that.
Yeah, I'll take you.
Tony, I'm so glad we moved to New York. Life is so much better now.
Yeah. Life's good here, Carl. Even if we are in the witness protection program.
Now, we just got to find a place for your friend LeBron to live. What's he like?
Well, he's a modern guy, but he respects tradition.
Well, here's something classy on the East Side.
Well, is it big enough? It's going to be entertaining a lot of people in New York.
It's very expensive.
Oh, that's not going to be a problem. You got to find something magnificent. Something there's nothing in the world like it. One of a kind, like he is.
Well, here's a place. It says it gets really loud there. Take a look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's gonna be perfect for him.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
So that's Pablo Torre and Rob Perez and Jason Concepcion all laughing at this. By the way,
I mean, it's pretty silly.
This is 2 years after The Sopranos ended. So you're like, you're really... And so apparently, though, they really got Edie Falco and James Gandolfini. Gandolfini's sporting a huge beard that he never had when he was Soprano. Yeah. Apparently, it was shot in his actual apartment, which LeBron was reportedly hyped about. But needless to say, this did not work.
Well, I mean, I suppose it's like a college recruiting thing, right? Like, Like, that's the sort of like cheesy thing that they do for college recruits. So why not do it for LeBron? If you don't think LeBron's of or is above like someone kissing his ass and sucking up to him,
he certainly is. But wouldn't you? I feel like if you play that and who knows what the other 8 minutes look like or whatever. But I guess it's I think the Trump line in there was everybody who's somebody's in New York. And so they're trying to sell him on that. Internet pointing out how ironic that was after LeBron has since gone on Twitter and called Trump a bum and Trump uninvited him to the White House.
I'm trying to think of, I don't know, like if someone was trying to woo me, would like if you got if you got the cast of The Big Lebowski back together. Look, I don't know if it sways me, but I'll tell you what, I think it was awesome. If you got Walter and the dude back together and they did some sort of pitch about rolling with me, yeah, you might get my attention.
And I think that's true, but is there any indication that LeBron is a Sopranos guy?
Yeah, I guess that's the question. Is he a Sopranos guy, or were you just like, well...
And just because that's cool to like the New York people, like, is it cool to the a kid from Akron?
Wasn't Tony in New Jersey, though?
He was in New Jersey, yeah, and so what they were saying is 2 years later, witness protection, because remember, the whole finale thing, we're not sure what happened. And they're in New York on witness protection. That's why he has a beard.
Wasn't everyone into the Sopranos back then, though?
It was a cultural phenomenon. I don't know that everybody was into it, but certainly, like when the finale hit, that was a really
big deal. Did they think LeBron was really into it because he carries around the Godfather book and never reads
it? That was the tie-in I was wondering about. Yeah, we often see LeBron walking into or off of the team bus into the locker room carrying the literary copy of The Godfather, which, and he's usually on page one or two.
There's no way, by the way, zero chance that he's read The Godfather. It's just not. He's not going to a game and being like, let me bring my well-read copy of The Godfather. Nice try, LeBron. Maybe that's, you know, either that or I don't know what else you're thinking of. You would think that a place like New York, you could pitch a lot of things, but...
So
is LeBron not aware of what New York has to offer?
I don't know.
I would have gone the hookers and blow route. I would have brought out like Dwight Gooden and Daryl Strawberry and been like, hey,
so granted,
you want to know about being an athlete in New York, let me talk to you about 1986.
We forget that LeBron would have.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Been like 22 or 23 then, because this is like, he'd been with the Cavs for 4 or 5 years, and he'd been with them from 07 to, or 05.
Oh, three.
There's no way he was there.
Oh, hold on. I'm wrong about that.
No. 03, so 7 years in the NBA.
He would have been 25.
He's my age.
Yeah.
He'd be my age right now. Tony Soprano would have worked on me, just saying.
At age 25? Okay.
25. Yeah,
well, I watched at age 2 summers ago, I went back and watched The Sopranos. That show was awesome.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know,
but I think it would have been better if instead of Edie Falco, you have like Pauly Walnuts.
You could have Meadow Soprano, you could have Adriana.
You can't have people that are dead, though.
That's true.
This is 2010. Pauly Walnuts was alive.
No, this was after the...
No. Character was not, though.
Yeah, the character
Pauly Walnuts never died.
Didn't he get his head run over at the end?
No, that's the New York boss. That's the silver-haired guy.
Oh, I thought Pauly did.
No, Pauly doesn't die. Pauly's like...
The lone man, like, on the run?
Yeah, it's ambiguous. No, you're thinking of... the New York boss, and then his right hand man, Silvio. Silvio probably died.
It's I don't know about you, but maybe it was Silvio. This many years after a show, boy, details just start. Like, if you could go back and watch The Sopranos, and I would be surprised by like half the things, or you'd be like, oh yeah, yeah, I remember that.
I like to go back and do a rewatch on shows. I actually tried to go back and start The Sopranos again, but I'm like, I don't know if I can do 60 episodes of this now when I know the main crux of it. Yeah. It was awesome one time through. I didn't think I needed to do it a second time.
I can't do entire series again. Like, I can watch bits and pieces, but like, I got a buddy of mine that's watching Vikings for the first time, mm-hmm. and he's trying to talk to me about it, and I have to do the... And that's one of my favorite shows of all time, and I have to be like, wait, what... Which one was that? Oh, yeah, kind of. And he's like, hey, what was happening here? And I'm like, oh, God, I don't remember. Someone watching Game of Thrones
asks you about, like, what was going on in Game of Thrones. Like, yeah, I don't know. The families were fighting, and then there were people crossing each other, and I don't know.
Yeah, I can't. Anyone that can remember details on a show that goes 6 or 7 years, God bless you, because that's that's not me. Well, apparently it didn't work, so good luck, New York. Although, like... New York hasn't had a relevant team in forever. This Knicks team, especially next year when Randall gets healthy, that mm-hmm. Knicks team is going to be a problem for people.
Well, and it's funny, too. We were talking earlier about the tanking and how it makes absolutely no sense in the play-in. There may have been a little tanking in the Eastern Conference right before this started because
100%.
People believe that the Bucks wanted to avoid the potential of playing either the Sixers or the Heat,
yeah.
which is who the Knicks are going to draw. And, boy, after the Knicks scrapped for that 2 seed, no. I don't think that's the matchup you want.
Oh, no. We've seen it in the regular season. Teams that are already in a guaranteed 7-game series, absolutely there's teams that can massage their record. You just don't do it in the freaking,
when it's a do or die.
When it's a do or die in the play-in.
Of course not.
The Lakers up now by 5 against New Orleans. So
they flipped that thing in a hurry then.
They're not tanking.
LeBron is he's still doing it. The guy's amazing. It is, I mean, I haven't always appreciated from the taking my talents to South Beach to some of the ways that he's propped himself up, whatever. But every time I watch him like turn it on a playoff stage, I marvel again. He's still the best at it whenever he wants to be.
To me, it's always Jordan. I think Jordan's the better player.
And I would give Jordan.
I'm a Jordan guy, but if you want to look at totality, you look at Jordan at the end when he was done playing or whatever it was, 36, 37, whenever he retired, and it was fat. Not even fat, but fatter.
Yeah, he was. I mean, for Jordan.
He was fat for Michael Jordan and the Wizards thing and all that, and then you look at what LeBron's doing at, 39? I've never – even Kareem. You know, Kareem played that long, and at the end, Kareem was somewhat effective. But this is – from a longevity standpoint, this is Tom Brady – Barry Bonds, and you can debate whether LeBron's on some of the Barry Bonds stuff. I kind of think he is, but you never know.
Maybe even better than some of the Barry
Bonds
stuff.
Don't look behind the curtain.
Yeah, he trust me, LeBron is, you know, he's doing stuff besides the
cream in the clear.
The cream in the clear and the
blood spinning, maybe.
Hair restoration stuff. But either way, whatever he's doing, I've never seen an athlete play this long at this level. Because even Brady, to an extent, quarterback, In today's NFL, you're not having to run around. Dude, that guy and what he's doing running up and down the floor on an NBA court playing at both ends.
Well, he can still be physically the most dominant player out there, which is crazy.
In spurts.
Not consistently, but like in spots. When he picks his spots, he can still do it, and that's nuts.
Pretty ridiculous. Yes. Never seen anything quite like it.
He's already got 9 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. About halfway to a triple-double with about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. So we'll keep an eye on that one. The Warriors and Kings coming up in the Loser Goes Home at 9:10 playing a little bit later. Coming up next, want to finally get to some baseball talk. The curious case of Esty Ruiz, some nepotism in the business, and Rocky's Gonna Rocky. That's all coming up next. Here's Ortner with SportsCenter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.